This is Heart Dwellers. I want to give you a short update and urgent message. Ezekiel has been both here and in heaven, Blessed Mother, in a tiny side room in her jungle bungalow. Jesus and Mary have been there with him almost constantly, giving him strength, and Our Lady has brought him broth to drink. But during this time, the room became filled with Orthodox saints from all over the world. And they were there for a while, and then an Orthodox monk came to him to pray for his strength, Ezekiel's strength. The monk was wearing a black hooded scapular. On it was written in red, ICXC, which is Jesus Christ in Greek, plus NIKA, which means victor, Jesus Christ, victor. The monk had just come from the battlefield where he had been mortally wounded, but he came to strengthen Ezekiel. And this sentence was written on the bottom of the monk's scapular in red, "And the dawn from on high shall break upon us, holy and righteous in his sight, free to worship him without fear." That's from Zechariah's Canticle. Ezekiel was shown President Donald Trump kneeling on the floor, crying and praying to God, "Please give me the strength to do what I must do." Then Ezekiel heard, "The nation will suffer terribly for 7 years." We think that is why Ezekiel saw the scales and heard 7 years. And that's why we are consecrating a Nineveh fast for 7 days. It's recommended that those who are sick, please fast on vegetables. Those who are healthy, fast as you can. I recommend a brown rice and water fast or a bread and water fast. If you're pregnant or nursing, do not fast. Those who are doing heavy labor, fast from favorite foods and mix water in with your food, though it doesn't taste good, and eat reduced portions. Fast also from sodas and sweets and favorite drinks. I don't recommend that you fast from caffeine drinks. These are just my suggestion, dear ones. Fast as you can, but do not be foolish. Give what you can to the Lord as an offering. We are praying for the nation and the world. And please get an image of President Trump on his knees, crying and asking for God's strength. Keep that in your heart and mind as you pray. And please do pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is extremely powerful. When Ezekiel is in his worst torments, 2 or 3 of those chaplets interrupt the pain and stop it. So obviously something is being appeased. Something is really reaching Father God, and he is intercepting it and giving Ezekiel comfort, because obviously the prayers are working for the nation and the world. So please put aside your prejudices about prayers and pray that prayer, which is so powerful for saving souls. The Lord bless you, and I'm joining you in this fast, and all of us here on the refuge will be as well.